This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out and doing all of the lovely stuff that we get to do around here, no doubt about that. Anyways, today is Thursday, May the 15th of 2025, day 135th of the year, and only 230 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yes, hanging out at RadioBig.fm, no doubt or outer, in regards of it, no doubt whatsoever of what we're doing. So how you been? How's the last 24 been? How are things in life treating you? Are things good, well, or indifferent? Always a good time to ask to make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay, so let's start talking. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety, just kind of the way that it goes. We're able to do some things that others cannot do because we're kind of doing our thing. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, it'll give you some options of some different things to do. Audio, video, and text messaging are the options to get you through our system. And then we kind of go from there. It's kind of amazing in regards of what happens. So there you go. Okay. So why don't we go ahead and start talking real quick about a lot of stuff going on. Where should we start would be the thing. Do you just want to go right into what's on tap for today? Maybe we should do that. Maybe we will go right there and start talking immediately about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because that seems to be an important thing to discuss with peeps out there, because, hey, why wouldn't you want to know this?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, the rattle cam is back. If peeping on a snake den is your idea of a good time, well, I got some news for you. Also, find out what's next with the Menendez brothers. We'll talk about that in showbiz. So don't worry about that. We'll just have that discussion. Also, HBO Max returns and the second GOT, get it? Prequels series gets pushed back. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. And also, Megan Sussex slides to a new low in her latest favorability poll. We'll talk about details about that inside of the Royals. So there you go. That's what's going on. So if you're ready, I'm kind of ready. I have my friends waiting from Feature Story News to talk about the features and the stories and the news about everything that's going on inside of the world of the multi. Yeah, that's what they do. They talk. They move stuff. They give you signal of what's going on out there inside of the world. So if you're ready for them, I'm ready for them, and we'll get it all rolling for you right now with some newsy oozies. Yeah, some newsy oozy stories.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The Kremlin's indicated Vladimir Putin will not be travelling to Turkey for peace talks with Volodymyr Zelensky. The Russian president doesn't appear on a list of delegates for negotiations in Istanbul on Thursday. Ross Cullen is there.
I will be waiting in Turkey on Thursday. That was the message from Volodymyr Zelensky to Vladimir Putin, essentially challenging the Russian leader to come to Istanbul for face-to-face peace talks in what would have been their first in-person encounter since 2019. The Ukrainian leader said it was no longer worth continuing to have technical discussions and that it was time for a presidential one-on-one, but the Russian leader has declined to come to Turkey, instead sending a delegation led by top presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky. Ross Cullen, Istanbul.
Russia analyst at the Institute for the Study of War, Katerina Stepanenko, says she is not surprised.
It once again shows that Putin is weak and that he's unable to respond on his quick on his feet and... We have seen indications that he's not actually going to show up to the talks. Various Russian deputies and officials have been improvising and coming up with different excuses on why Putin cannot attend. Putin's rhetoric suggests that he thinks that he's still winning this war. And I don't think that we're not going to see any breakthroughs on any subsequent meetings whatsoever.
U.S. President Donald Trump has attended a state dinner in Qatar after announcing a series of deals with the Gulf state, including a record order of Boeing jets. The White House says Boeing and GE Aerospace secured a $96 billion agreement to sell Qatar Airways up to 210 aircraft. At least 21 people have been killed in a vehicle crash in central Mexico. A tanker truck, a bus, and a van reportedly crashed on a highway in Puebla state. India's reportedly sent a team to the United Nations to get the Resistance Front, a group that claimed responsibility for the Pahalgam attack, listed as a terrorist entity. The attack killed at least 26 civilians in Indian-administered Kashmir on April the 22nd. That led to a brief armed conflict between India and Pakistan. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Reports say Indian officials will meet a key UN sanctions committee and the world body's anti-terrorism units. The TRF is believed to be backed by known terrorist organization Lashkar-e-Taiba. Indian officials say they had already warned the UN about TRF's illegal activities as early as 2023 and then again last year. India's recent move comes after Pakistan, which is a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, reportedly managed to get references to TRF removed from the UNSC's April 25 statement on the Pahalgam attack, and now India is looking to diplomatically engage global institutions in its fight against terrorism. New Delhi blames Pakistan for backing the TRF and other terror groups, a charge Islamabad has denied. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, President Trump's visit this week to Saudi Arabia. It was important to him to visit Riyadh early in his second term in office. He signed agreements that could lead to up to $600 billion in new foreign direct investment into the United States, and $142 billion will be spent by the Saudis on U.S.-manufactured weapons systems. David Smith, Washington correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, argues that in terms of diplomacy, the Saudis may have come out ahead.
One could make the case it's Saudi Arabia in the sense that you're really seeing it growing as a power, you know, not only in the region, but in the world. You know, Trump in his first term, you know, started with a visit to Saudi Arabia. His second term, you know, apart from the Pope's funeral, this is also the first foreign country he's visited. The big speech that he gave, lavishing praise on Mohammed bin Salman, you're seeing its real emergence on the global stage, and you're seeing you know, the US prioritize it.
Forgotten in all of this week's meetings, as it was in the back half of the Biden administration, the role Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman played in the murder and dismemberment of Saudi American journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. For the Crown Prince, President Trump's visit was a triumph. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the Kremlin's indicated Vladimir Putin won't be travelling to Turkey for peace talks with Volodymyr Zelensky. US President Trump's attended a state dinner in Qatar after announcing a series of deals with the Gulf state. At least 21 people have been killed in a vehicle crash in central Mexico. And India's reportedly sent a team to the UN to try and get the resistance front, which claimed responsibility for the recent Pahalgam attack, listed as a terrorist entity. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Hey there.
here. Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety. We live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets. But Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Oh, only on Safety FM. That's the way that it sounds for sure as we are hanging out. Currently 18 minutes past the top of the hour as we're doing all the fun stuff that we get to do around here. No doubt about that. So enough of a delay. Why don't we just start getting into what is going on inside of the world of the
news. Yeah, let's start talking about the news.
Okay, so if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get into it because there's a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And it's a hard time for high fashion. Burberry is gutting its global employee headcount over the next 2 years, aiming to lay off about 18%. Of its workers by 2027. The reduction in force represents about 1,700 jobs. The company said that it carried a net loss last financial year of about $4 million. Burberry hopes that the streamlined workforce will boost the bottom line for the tune of $133 million in annual savings. This is according to CNN. Okay, so let's make sure that I understand this. I want you to work your ass off, and I want you to understand there is a potential that as you are doing this, we're going to let you go.
Duh.
So it doesn't that sound like a very good place to be at when someone's telling you this? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of like the job place you want to be at, where somebody's saying, yeah, there's a potential that we're going to let you go. But don't worry about it, bud. It's all love. It's all love from there. I mean, that's not just something that you'd probably be like, what's going on? You'd probably go, do you really think that I'm that big of an idiot?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
I mean, let's just be realistic. Let's not lie here about what's going on, because that's going to be the whole ordeal as we are talking. Anyways, residents of the suburb in San Francisco seem to have a real-life angry bird situation on their hands. Locals have freaked out by the increase of dead birds littering yards. In one instance, the security cameras saw a big perch on a power line, recording a loud popping sound, and then watching the bird fall to its death. Wildlife experts who performed an autopsy say that at least some of the birds were shot by a kind of a BB gun or a slingshot. However, it's happening, the results are grim. One resident tells local media, I almost said social media, when they land and it happens, they just quickly explode. And it's really violent. It's really violent is what the person's saying. That sounds a little weird. I mean, let's not lie here. It sounds kind of a strange one. Exploding birds. Like, I don't know. What do you think? Could you imagine having some exploding birds in your neighborhood? Like, oh yeah, I'm going outside, but look out for the exploding birds. I don't think it's something I really want to be involved in when it's all said and done. But I'm kind of intrigued. Not going to lie. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Because, you know, it wouldn't be our style if we didn't do it. So let me move some things around here. And we will talk real quick about the mystery that is known as the bird explosion. Maybe we will.
It's a mystery. I think that's how we all feel, is it's inexplicable.
If what's happening along Bernhardt Avenue in Richmond is a mystery, then these are the neighborhood detectives.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Residents say what has been happening high along...
Yeah, with the exploding birds.
...just isn't adding up.
Sounded like a firecracker, and a black, I think it was a starling, just plummeted to the ground.
They say there have been more than 50 instances of birds dying along this top power line.
Super traumatic to see this.
Neighbors say after hanging up awareness posters like these and repeated calls to PG&E, there was little action. When a worker came out to inspect the line...
He literally seemed, like, befuddled.
After reporting on the story Sunday night, on Monday, PG&E told ABC7 that they reached out to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to evaluate several of the dead birds. In a statement, PG&E said Fish and Wildlife shared that the birds show no evidence of electrocution and that their deaths were caused by trauma, potentially from a pellet or BB gun or a slingshot.
But I feel like a BB gun doesn't make firecracker noise.
And I can't fathom somebody could be that accurate all the time.
PG&E also said they do not believe that there was an issue with our electrical equipment and agrees that these birds were not electrocuted.
I know where the sound is coming from.
Yeah, this is getting weird right away, of course.
That particular wire does sizzle and arc.
The wire sizzles?
We reached out to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who confirmed PG&E's statement, but reiterated the cause of death was not clear. For the residents along Barnhart, whatever the cause, something needs to be done sooner than later.
We just want it solved, yeah. Like at the end of the day.
In Richmond, Dion Lim, ABC 7 News.
Okay, so there you go, coming out of San Francisco right there with that one. But man, does that get weird. I mean, think about that. All of a sudden, you're going to come hang out and you have all kind of weirdness going on. I mean, what else can you say? Okay, take a listen to this. Pope Leo XIV has posted his X account at Pontifex for the first time as the pontiff. Peace be with you all, he wrote, adding, this is the first greeting spoken by the risen Christ, the good shepherd. I would like the greeting to of peace to resound within the hearts in your families and among the people, whether they may be in every nation throughout the world. Meanwhile, during a meeting with representatives of the Eastern Christian churches on Wednesday, Father Bob said that he would play the role of mediating peace among warring groups of nations if given the opportunity. Let us meet, let's talk, let us negotiate. War is never inevitable. Weapons can and must be silenced because they do not solve problems. They only make them worse, he said. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about, no doubt there. So what do you think? What do you think about that whole thing? Gets interesting, right? So there you go. Do you want to see some more weird? Because I think that that's just kind of the life that we live, is that we just have to talk about all the weird stuff that's out there, opposed to it just being some other interessante things. So I want to show you this one because I don't think that there's any other thing that we can do. But there, like I told you earlier, there is a camera. Yeah, that this is all it does. And I'm letting you know this is playing right here. And this is a rattlesnake cam. Like, what do you do all day here? You just hang out and watch the rattlesnake? Like, if this thing jumped, I'm sure I'm going to freak out. Let me zoom this. But yeah, look, if you're watching this, if you're on the video portion of it, this is all it is. Snakes moving around. I mean, I feel like if you're watching this, you have a lot of time in your day. So yeah, rattlesnake cam. This is a YouTube feed. Colorado rattlesnake cam live stream 5/13. So this is from a few days ago. But this is people recording this video to put it up on YouTube. I know, a lot of stuff. I don't know what to tell you. It gets interesting. So take a listen. So the rattlesnake cam is back 24/7 live stream, gives the reptiles fans a sneak peek at hundreds of wild rattlesnakes living in the mega den of an undisclosed location in Colorado's. Viewers get a glimpse of the snakes emerging, the hibernation shedding their skins, and maybe even giving birth, as many of the females are believed to be pregnant. Live stream of the mega den started last spring and rose more than 2.5 million views. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. You might care about this one. The ringleader of a mini crime syndicate that has ripped off DoorDash more than $2.5 million over the span of 4 months. Over 2020 and 2021, Winter has pleaded guilty. Ready Deva Girl recruited a former DoorDash office employee, not just a driver, but to hack the company's system to run the con, as per the LA Times. Take a listen to this. The crew created fake customers and driver accounts. First, they would charge high-dollar orders to customers' accounts, and then using the credentials of the employees they were working with, they would manually reassign the orders to drivers' accounts that they had control over. The fake driver accounts would report the status of a fictitious order as delivered, causing a payment to go through the driver's account. They would then further manipulate DoorDash software to toggle the status of the fake orders from delivered to in progress. From there, they had reassigned the orders to another driver account that they controlled, and they triggered multiple payments on an individual, non-existent orders. Officials said that the process usually took less than 5 minutes, and they repeated hundreds of times for many orders whatsoever. So you see, you have to take the approach of Office Space, meaning a slow process, not trying to do it all at one time. Okay, maybe that's not the right thing to say, but think about it real quick. Why would you do this in speed mode when you're probably eligible to get caught quicker? I mean, I'm just saying. So Deva Girl will be next in court on September the 16th, facing 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. The three conspirators have already pleaded guilty. This is according to the LA Times. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about the swamp. An attempt by Democrat Rep. Sherry Theodore will bring articles of impeachment against President Trump failed on Wednesday. Sherry tried to leverage the House rules to require to vote for the articles immediately on Wednesday, but colleagues and leadership applied enough pressure to get him to go back down. One angry rep says that the articles were nothing but a distraction for Democrats who need to focus on taking back control of their body during the midterm elections. But the internal backlash also reflects the lessened appetite for getting Trump than they was during his first term. So there you go. What else do we have here? The Dow lost about 89 points to close at 42,051 on Wednesday, and the S&P ticked up by 6 points to close at 5,892. The NASDAQ added 136 points to close at 19,146, and West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.18 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin ticked down, trading just around $103,500. And Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $122 million jackpot or a $54.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you should probably do that.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, never sounding so terrible. So there you go. So yesterday there was some continuation about the stuff going on inside of the case of Sean Combs. Casey Ventura returned to the stand on Wednesday, sharing more details about what she endured during dating Sean Combs. Being questioned once again about the rapper's freak-offs, Ventura said that she needed medical attention in the days following, often experienced mouth sores and painful UTIs from all the sexual contact. She also revealed that Combs had security teams drag her from karaoke bar on her 29th birthday to attend one of the sex parties. When asked how many freak-offs she was forced to participate in, Ventura told the court that it's impossible to know, but hundreds. She also spoke about the violence that she suffered at the hands of Combs, including the infamous hotel video from 2016, which was shown in full in the courtroom. Speaking on video, Ventura also disclosed the amount that Combs paid her in a settlement after she initially spoke out, which was $20 million. Combs will cross-examine Casey today. This is according to the New York Post. So, as we continue, keep in mind that there are no video cameras inside of here, so there's really not much that we can show from what's going on. Let me give you some other news. Lyle and Eric Menendez sentenced were reduced from life in prison from life in prison without parole to 50 years to life for their 1989 murder of their parents. So what happens? The brothers, who are under age of 26 at the time of the murders, are now eligible for parole in California's youthful offender law. Their first fate now lies in the hands of the state parole board and Governor Gavin Newsom. The brothers will appear before the board on June the 13th. This is already scheduled as part of a separate petition for clemency. This is according to NPR. So we'll have to see what happens there, because it's going to be an interesting time, no doubt about that. Anyways, already past the 32 mark, so let's get into it, because we're closer to the 33, and let's get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. Time to talk about some stuff that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, and the stuff that goes along with the things that we get to do inside of the work industry. And listen, I don't know what's going on sometimes, and I do know what's going on at others, but most of the times I'm kind of lost in a romance and a wilderness of pain, and I look at it as all your children are insane. Is that how it goes? Okay, so there's a lot of stuff going on inside of the work that we do, and I always kind of come back and ask the original question. The original question that needs to be asked: why are workers not more involved with the process as they're being structured out? You have to ask that question. And some people get pissed off that I ask it, but I have, you know, other intentions on why I ask that. Because look, when it's all said and done, we have to make sure that we are doing things that make sense. in the narrative of what is going on inside of the workplace. And if you are having a event learning, a cultural shift inside of the organization, and you are not involving the workers, you're just involving management and supervisors, you're failing your system immediately. You're failing what's going on. And listen, I have to tell you, because I just have to get it out of my system, we do some stupid stuff at work, man. We rely on things that are not accurate. I will tell you, I get so frustrated as of late where everything is about predictive. Predictive. We're going to predict that this is going to occur next. We are going to predict based on what our data shows that this is what's going to happen next. Seriously, like, think about this. If I use the word, I have information, or use the following words, I have information that was provided to me by a psychic that we're going to be able to do X, how likely are you to believe that scenario? And I'm not picking on psychics here. I'm just saying in general, we're just having the general conversation. I mean, what would you do? What would you look at? So why do we expect all these predictive text things, or not predictive text, but predictive programs? Tell us what's going to happen. And it's gotten weird on how things work. I have people that I know that are anti-software on how it will predict what will happen next, but all of a sudden companies have paid them to talk about the product. And all of a sudden now they're a big proponent of this software working. Now listen, if you're able to sell off what you think about things that easily, that's probably a problem. But you need to do whatever you think is best. I look at it from the standpoint that go, this is kind of crazy. It's one of those things that if a piece of software can tell you exactly what's going on, maybe it's time to start running some lotto numbers in there.
Duh.
Because, man, I think that, you know, the quicker way of making money might be more important than anything else. Just think about that for a moment. If we looked at this and said, okay, predictive, it should be able to predict what your next numbers are going to be inside of your lottery. What are the next numbers going to be inside of your Powerball? So what do you think? Is there a way of actually having an accurate prediction on what's going to happen in your workplace before it happens? If you do, please reach out to me. I'd be interested in learning more.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with home title, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just use your recipes, a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes, more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking the truth.
There's nothing I won't do. Our souls are made of flames. Our heart is in your name. Was it all just a game? Do you feel the same? Was it all just a game? Do you feel the same? You got the best of.
have some problems this morning. Anytime we get into this techno stuff, it's like there's no escaping. Yeah, you're my calamity is what it sounds like there. Anyways, this is MHC allowing us to play this one here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music.
Do you feel the same? My heart is in your name.
So, there you go. Maybe a little bit more.
Do you feel the same?
When I was much younger, it was like I did not love a lot of female artists, but man, as of late, that's really a lot of the stuff that I listen to.
You got the best of me.
Okay. I think we should start moving. Okay, but I'm slowing down again. You see what's going on? Are we gonna get some techno beats? Okay, hold on. You see, I can get stuck inside of this warp zone with no problem whatsoever. Anyways, thanks to MHC for allowing us to play this here this morning on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be all kinds of information related to addiction, anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and self-injury. That's just the name of few. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. What else do we have going on inside of the world of the mostly bus? Because I think we need to talk about that a little bit. Should we talk about some high note stuff? Let's do that.
Duh.
Okay. That's $200 or $300 or $400 that you plan to fork out this summer to see your favorite singers in a concert isn't just expensive. It might be highway robbery. Once you break it down song by song basis, with the price of concerts experiencing going up year after year, the show sometimes lasting a scant, you know, like 90 minutes. The new stats show that a Giga calculator determined that how much a fan's really paying per song on 2025's biggest tour. As a result, are enough to make you think twice before clicking confirm the purchase. Lana Del Rey tops the list, charging $16 per song during her short 15-track set, while Lady Gaga's aren't far behind. Gaga gives you more time on stage, but you'll still pay about $14 per song. Bey's massive 36 songs will set you back $13.63 per tune. And if you're looking for the best bang for your buck, artists like Usher charge $3.76 cents per song. Drake charges $4.66 per song, and Ed Sheeran $4.79 per song, and they go up, by the way, too. By the way, Oasis is outright the winner of the 2025 revenue race, earning nearly $17 million a night. And how much will you end up paying for Oasis per song when you split it up after playing three of them? Well, at these prices, can I at least pick the set list? So, there you go. Some stuff to think about. Seriously. So, some things are getting pretty interesting there when it's all said and done. So, what do you think? Are you going to concerts? I have to tell you, the last concert that I went to was not super cheap. And I just kind of look at it and go, what makes the most logical sense? Because, listen, if you love concerts, you have to go, is it worth its cost? I think the last concert that I went to, I almost paid $1,000 for two tickets. I know, stupid, but I did it anyways because I was trying to get to that concert for 7 years and some other issues occurred prior to getting to that concert. But that's probably a subject for another day. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Troy. Herman Melville said, "It's better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation." I agree with old Herman. Now, he was the author of Moby Dick. I've heard it's a pretty good book, but I've never read it. It's about a whale and a fisherman. All right, let's get back to the quote. "I agree that it is better to fail doing your thing rather than succeeding by copying somebody else. There are some famous rock bands who made it big by doing things the way the record label wanted. Then finally, when they got big enough, they did their own thing, and then they failed. But you know what? I guarantee you they were glad to try it their way, to finally put out the music they wanted to put out."
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Author Ken Garr says, "The power of a story is in the way it incarnates ideas, putting flesh and blood on skeletal principles. If you want to understand the dangers of ambition, for example, to understand in a way that will impact you for the rest of your life, read The Thornbirds. When we read such stories with all their hardship, colors, and juices, they move us not by external forces, but by internal ones, by the quickening of our conscience and the stirrings of our heart. Psalm 45 says, 'My heart is stirred by a noble theme.' Lord, may anointed authors continue to produce books that become tools in your hands to make us into your people. Amen." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
If you ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button,
you suck!
This rock block is for you.
Radio.
Here is the news on the Royce and R Safety Show.
The International Civil Aviation Organization has determined that Russia is responsible for the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine, which killed all 298 people on board.
The ICAO found that Russia violated international aviation law by using weapons against a civilian aircraft, marking the first such ruling by the organization. The Netherlands and Australia are now seeking reparations through negotiations facilitated by the ICAO. Russia has rejected the decision as biased and continues to deny involvement. Liam White reporting.
India has dismissed President Donald Trump's claim that U.S. trade concessions helped de-escalate recent military tensions between India and Pakistan.
The recent conflict involved an Indian military strike in Pakistan targeting militant groups linked to an attack in Kashmir, leading to severe exchanges between the two nations. Trump had asserted that promises of increased trade influenced both countries to agree to a U.S.-mediated ceasefire. Kyle Norris reporting.
Iraqi judicial authorities report that over 19,000 prisoners have been released this year under a new amnesty law aimed at easing prison overcrowding.
The amnesty also permits retrials for those who claim their confessions were obtained under duress. The total number of beneficiaries, including those released on bail and others with outstanding warrants, has reached nearly 94,000. Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Donald Trump has arrived in Saudi Arabia, initiating a three-nation Middle East tour. In a speech, he urged Iran to pursue a new and better path and expressed interest in negotiating a new nuclear agreement.
Trump's visit includes meetings with regional leaders to discuss security and economic cooperation. He emphasized the importance of collaboration in combating extremism and fostering stability in the region. The trip marks his first international engagement since taking office. Lawrence Keller reporting.
House Republicans are advancing legislation that includes significant cuts to Medicaid despite internal party disagreements. The proposed bill aims to reduce Medicaid spending by $880 billion over the next decade. decade.
Supporters argue that the cuts are necessary to fund President Trump's broader agenda, including tax reforms. Opponents within the party express concern over the potential impact on low-income individuals and families. The bill's progress reflects ongoing debates over healthcare funding and fiscal priorities. Kevin Sanders reporting.
New data indicates that U.S. inflation has eased, with consumer prices rising 2.3% in April compared to the previous year. This slowdown follows the implementation of President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs.
Economists had feared that the tariffs would lead to higher inflation, but the latest figures suggest otherwise. The data may influence future monetary policy decisions by the Federal Reserve. Analysts continue to monitor the long-term effects of the tariffs on the economy. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On radio.
Oh, yeah, it's all unnatural, depending on what you want to do there. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. No doubt about it. Anyways, let's look back at some of the things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look at 2002. Bowling for Columbine premieres at the Cannes Film Festival. The documentary directed by Michael Moore explores the primary causes of the Columbine High School massacre that occurred in 1999 and other acts of gun violence. Moore looks at the background and environment in which the massacre took place and public opinion and assumptions about the related issues. The film also touches on the nature of violence in the United States. That came out back on this date in 2002. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Andy Murray turns 38, Zara Phillips, 44, David Crumbux turns 47, Ray Lewis, 50, Russell Humsby, 51, Emmett Smith, 56, George Brett, 72. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Chocolate Chip Day and International Day of Families. So a lot of stuff going on right there. If you need a random joke for today, well, it's time to get up and get going. Today's bad decisions aren't going to make themselves. Don't really know if that's a joke. That seems a little bit more serious than what I was expected. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your cure for those times when you feel like you're stuck in a rut? This is kind of, I mean, it's rated R. I mean, can we talk about that? I'm not sure if we can. Okay, so what else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 50% of people say that they do this with their dog more often than they do it with their partner. What is it? Take selfies. I kind of feel the same way. But there's kind of a catch here. I don't have a dog. So that should tell you something. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come and hang out with me, all you have to do is go to RadioBig.fm or you can find it on the app. Not a problem. RadioBig.fm app, or you can go to Live365. That will take care of those things. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. There's great power in words if you don't hitch too many of them together. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye-zo.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as a sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.